So about this friend of yours, he needs to communicate more with his wife. And if I'm going to give someone advice, I'm going to tell his wife to constantly reassure him and to give him lots of love and attention and enjoy life together and have fun.
Yep.
And I would give him advice not to make that come in the way, because if it comes in the way, he's not going to be fun. He's not going to be like caring and nurturing and happy. And this is what's going to drive her away, not the kids thing.
Well, I'll be honest, yeah. My brother and his wife can't have children.
Uh-huh.
She cannot have children. Mm-hmm. And they were faced with a similar issue. And my brother said, you know what, that's how it was intended to be.
Mm-hmm.
And so what they did is they ended up getting a dog and a cat, and those are their children. And they just spoil their animals, and they just enjoy being with each other. You know what I mean? Like, you're not going to stop loving a person over that. If you love someone, you love them, and they've been together for a long time. So they honestly, you know, they love each other.
It takes a lot of maturity.
It does.
And a lot of independence from family, culture, and society.
It does.
To reach that.
It does.
Yeah.
We can blow through one more, yeah.
All right, we have Mystery SMSer here says, I feel insecure and I fail to know what's going in her head. I just want her to be straight and honest about her feelings. That's not an insecurity. That is like playing Grand Inquisitor with her.
Yeah. Gotcha.
You know, like, Mystery SMSer, even when two people are together, you don't own their head. You don't own their every thought. You don't have the right to know every single thing that is going in their head. Honesty comes when she feels that you're not going to judge her. Honesty comes when she feels that you're honest as well. So I think that there is a lot of work that could be done here. One more, or are we ready to go?
We actually have to play a song and then come back and wrap up. Okay. And I need to announce who will win that 500 LE voucher from Della Shack. Did I have a request for this one right here? I have not heard this song in quite some time. It's from the original Batman movie, I do believe. It's CL, Kiss from a Rose, right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Now FM.
When it snows, my eyes become alive, and the light that you shine can't be seen. She told me he's a happy baby. But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become a lot, and the light that you shine can't be seen.
so much a man can tell me, so much he can say. You remain my power, my pleasure, my pain. To me, you're like a grown addiction that I can't deny. Now won't you tell me, is that healthy, baby? But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become a large and the light that you shine can't be seen.
Kiss from a Rose right here on Kara's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM. It is 11:58, and it's time to close out the show, actually. And right now I need to announce my winner for that Adele Shack 500 LE voucher. And I chose Scarlett. Scarlett's songs were James Blunt, You're Beautiful, and James Blunt, 1973. Want to thank everyone for participating. Scarlett, I will get in touch with you after the program and tell you how you can claim your voucher. But I want to remind everyone, Adele Shack is open until midnight, 7 days a week. It's just beautiful clothing. And ladies, if you're looking for a new outfit, that is definitely the place to go. They're located at 1290 Seed or Shooting Club Drive. And they just have a variety of fashion ranging from uptown to whimsy, stylish career girl. You just have to go in and see it for yourself. And we've been talking about insecurities throughout the evening and a lot of people chiming in on insecurities. Because the truth is, Marwa, we all have insecurities.
Of course we do.
That's what makes us human beings.
Yeah, we just need to know them and understand how to deal with them. And it's not a bad idea telling your partner up front, like, don't go there. Like, this is my black box and stay out of there.
Yep.
And that is part of communication.
I totally agree with you on that. It's all about communication.
Yeah.
If there's something my significant other doesn't like, I wouldn't deliberately do it. You know what I mean? Like, they're letting me know these are things that irritate me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I'm going to do the same. I'm going to say, listen, I don't like when something's bothering me and you don't talk to me about it. Or insecurities build, I think, when people don't respond to the things that bother you.
Yeah.
A lot of the times.
Insecurity is like the opposite side of the coin of a phobia. Phobia is the physical side.
Yes.
And insecurity is
it's
emotional,
the emotional side. You're definitely right.
There we are. Who won?
What was I going to say? It was Scarlett, actually. She won with the James Blunt request for You're Beautiful in 1973.
Congratulations.
Yeah. If you want to get in touch with Marwa, Marwa has a great website, and I spend a lot of time on there actually reading her blogs. And it's MARWARAKHA.com. Did I do it right?
Very right. I'm impressed you do read my stuff.
No, I do. I was telling you earlier, I read a post you put on Facebook.
Yeah.
And that's another way you can get in touch with us as well on our Facebook group. It's After Dark. You can leave us messages, post poetry. I've actually been working on a very, very, very long blog that I need to post just about experiences here in Egypt. I was telling you a little bit about it because I come from a different culture. There are a lot of things I don't understand that I'm learning every day, but it's very difficult when you don't speak Arabic. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's like you want to talk to people, but you can't. And it's very frustrating sometimes. It is, because Zach and I were actually talking about in the evening session tonight about how amazing Egypt is and the things that I want to go do and see. And what is frustrating to me is that the people here are amazing too, and I can't communicate with them.
Yeah, I think they also want to communicate with you. Like now I'm picturing like you trying to say something and they're trying to understand it, and then you're like reaching out, but it's not happening.
Exactly.
And that tells you, Aaron, that you need to learn Arabic.
That's what I'm working on.
Okay.
That's what I'm working on. I learned how to ask for tea today.
Uh-huh.
And I learned how to tell them that there's no toilet paper in the bathroom.
Okay, I want to hear that.
I don't remember what it is exactly. But I want to thank everyone for joining us on After Dark tonight. And don't forget, tomorrow night I'll be back on the air at 8 o'clock, starting with the evening session, 10 o'clock for After Dark. And the first hour of After Dark tomorrow night is all about rock, love requests, and love dedications. If I didn't get to your songs tonight, I do apologize. We only have 2 hours. 2 hours just seems like not enough sometimes. But thank you so much for tuning in. We'll close out with James Blunt. It's Your Beautiful right here on Kairos number one hit music station, 104.2 Nala FM.
Brilliant.